Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. This is Gonzo G just making a video about do women really need rights? Well, let's find out. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. And like how the world is turning out today, the world is turning shit. Yes, why? It's because we let stupid people do whatever the fuck they want. You want proof? Okay, look how women act. Look at this little comic strip. It has this little boy. I'm assuming it's a little boy. He goes, Mama! And then these fucking freaks go, we told you. There is no mom. Oh, yes. And this little boy is going to get pawed by his papas. Yes. Do you like these fuckers putting on their furry suits and start fucking pawing you? Yes. This kid is going to get molested by these two fucking faggots. And what's mama doing? Oh, yes. She's partying it up with her money that she got when she gave up this kid to be with these fucking freaks. Yes, you don't think these motherfuckers are pedophiles? Well, why the hell are you gonna do with a little boy? Huh? Yes. Oh, yeah, these guys are gonna be loving parents. Very loving, huh? They'll make this little boy's asshole fucking gaped. Yeah, a little butthole is gonna turn into a fucking cloaca, whatever you wanna call them. Cloaca, there you go. Dun 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 dun. Wow, I just failed that one, didn't I? Oh well, let's bring up the stuff about women and their bullshit, right? Yes, friends, look at this lovely lady, or a stupid bitch, whatever you want to call her. Yeah, she loves fucking niggers. Yes, would you date a woman that fucked a nigger? Me personally? No! Why? Because fucking her pussy's already fucking blown out. You think your little tiny dick's gonna compare to this fucking ogre's cock? Yeah, sure. Good luck with that shit, guy. Well, let's play the clip and find out.
You guys know, I'm very open about this. I like 6'4", brown skin, tatted up, dreadheads.
What the fuck? So you like fucking dreadheads? You mean dreadlocks? Those fucking shit? That shit looks fucking nasty. Motherfuckers that have dreadlocks look fucking dirty. Yeah, fucking niggers must want to be like Bob Marley. Yeah, fuck Bob Marley. That was a piece of shit. Peace and love. That motherfucker was a fucking terrorist and a thug. Fuck Bob Marley. Yeah, but fucking this bitch wants to fuck niggas with dreadlocks? Yeah, you know who else has fucking dreadlocks? The fucking Predator. Yes, you want to be dating this fucking creature? Women are fucking stupid. You see, the shit that women do, they fuck all these stupid ass fucking niggers, and then they come here with their fucking pussy all blown out, and we all these little fucking half-breed fucking goblin ogre nigglets. Yes, do you want to have a fucking instant family? And they're all fucking niggers? And your fucking chick is into niggers? Yes, you think your fucking little white cock is going to withstand a fucking big nigger ogre cock? No, this bitch is going to be thinking about niggers when you're fucking her. That's if you're lucky to get to fuck her, because she's probably going to be fucking cucking your ass. Yes, be a cuckold. Enjoy.
That's my type, but hear me out. Hear me out. Outside of sex with them, they fucking suck. They...
Oh, this bitch finally got the memo that niggers fucking suck. It took you all this fucking time and all that nigger semen? Shocker. Anyways, let's continue.
They suck. They have no personality. They cannot carry a conversation. We get it. If you wouldn't have torn your ACL 7 years ago, you would have gone to the league. No, I don't want to watch your high school highlights.
Gee, maybe you're mistaking that pain for pleasure. Yes, niggers fucking suck. They're boring. They fucking smell. Yes, and they're ugly. The only thing they have fucking going for them is the big monster dick. But yes, it fucking tears you apart. And we actually have to fucking date your own kind. And they find out you fuck niggers? Yeah, they don't want that shit. Who the hell wants someone that fucked a nigger? No, they're fucking already gone to the point of no return. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. So stop doing it, fellas. Stop it. Are you gonna get more bullshit like this? You want a woman that fucking has her epiphany? That fucking all these people fucking suck balls and finally she wants to be with you? After your pussy's passed fucking all these fucking miles of pipe laid in there? What the fuck is this? The Nord Stream pipeline? Guess what? It's been destroyed. Enjoy feminism, numbnuts. Whatever. Let's continue.
No, I don't want to smoke weed. And no, I don't want to play 2K. Literally, like, there's nothing there.
Yes, you see how fucking retarded women are? And you think women deserve fucking rights? Look what they fucking do. You give them all this fucking freedom, and they'd rather be fucking whores, fucking prostitutes, and doing every fucking thing, but doing the right thing. Do they do the right fucking thing? No, they don't. Yes, fucking women, you need to go back to the kitchen and stay there. And you men, you weak fucking homosexual men, stop giving bitches rights. Look what they fucking do. They're not supposed to vote, they're not supposed to work. You only give a fucking limited amount of fucking education. Hell, yeah, the only fucking thing they need to read is fucking recipe books. They don't need to read no fucking 50 Shades of Grey or fucking milking fucking minotaurs or whatever the fuck these bitches fucking do nowadays. Yes, so fucking stupid. Yes, what you crave is a fucking firm hand, not a black dick. But whatever, let's continue.
There's nothing there outside of like semi-mediocre okay sex.
So let me get this straight. You traded Mark for Jamal because Jamal gives you a little better sex. Yes, I think it's not because it's a little bit better. I think because he has a big, giant, fucking 20-inch cock that is fucking tearing you to pieces. And you equate that fucking pleasure with pain. Yes, or should I say pain with pleasure? There you go, yeah. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm a wetback, what can I say? But yes, this fucking bitch thinks that fucking that pain is fucking awesome. So she traded her fucking white little boyfriend for this nigger fucking goblin. And then she finds out that the nigger is nothing but a walking penis. Nothing else. There's no depth, no substance. Yes, friends, this bitch gets buyer's remorse. And what, now she's gonna try to run to you because the big black man is not satisfying her? Yes, fuck this bitch. You take her into your fucking life and she's gonna make your life into a living hell. You don't believe me? Then fucking do it. I dare you. But don't come back and start crying saying, "Oh, Gonzo, she broke my heart." Well, that's what you get for being stupid and thirsty. Well, enjoy.
Actually wouldn't like them at all. So then I realize that's not actually my type. That's what I'm physically attracted to when I go out into the world. That's what I'm physically attracted to.
No, you don't really like niggers. It's just that you've been tricked by some fucking people out there to fucking be into niggers because they don't want white people to fucking breed. Gee, I wonder who. Whatever, let's continue.
But now, when you remove sex, I'm not attracted to them in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, but women are the gatekeepers of sex, and that's all you have to offer. So, yeah, if the guy has nothing but sex, and you have nothing but sex, and you crave something more, and this fucking nigga's like, duh, what do you think is gonna happen? Yes, he's dumb bitch. That's why you shouldn't be playing in the mud, because you'd be dealing with this shit. Yeah, you should be fucking people that are closer to your kind. Yeah, you could go with Gonzo G, he's white adjacent, but no. I don't like fucking bitches and fuck niggers. That is disgusting. So, yeah, are you gonna play second fiddle to a nigger? I would not, but it's your life. You do you.
Like, I need someone that can hold a conversation, that's intellectual, that's smart, that stimulates my brain, that pushes me to do better.
What the fuck? So you looking for someone to be your daddy, huh? Oh, okay, you think a nigger's gonna be a fucking father figure? What the fuck? They come from broken homes. Well, shit, all of us comes from broken homes, so yeah. This dumb bitch. Yes, you see the nonsense that comes out of this fucking bitch? Yes, women don't deserve no fucking rights. Take it away from them. Yes, once you fucking turn them into property, yeah, you just give her to a fucking person that actually is responsible and knows how to take care of a woman properly. Yes, if you fucking, yeah, like if you have a car, you don't do the maintenance on it, it's gonna fall apart. Same thing with women. If you don't do the maintenance, they're gonna fall apart. And what's wrong with this fucking bitch? Yes, there's a fucking saying in Spanish, says burro sin mecate. That means a fucking jackass without a fucking rope. Yeah, nobody's leading her, so it goes everywhere and fucks shit up. Yes, this is the fucking world that we built in, so what are we gonna do? I got ideas, but are we gonna do them? We're not there yet. But don't worry, probably at the end of this year, shit's gonna get crazy. Maybe in a couple months. Yes, remember, fucking Trump is not letting the oil flow. So, yes, do you know what fungible means? Don't worry, you will. Enjoy!
Like, that's doing what I'm doing. I don't go to the club. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. Like, I...
Yes, that's kind of funny. I know one white bitch. She's cute and all. I work with her. I wouldn't fuck her because, she's doing this shit. She found out that her boyfriend was doing shit behind her back. Yes, she likes fucking wetbacks. So, yeah, I have a chance, but no, because I work with her. And I don't want to lose my shit that I built so far. I learned my lesson from last time. Yes, my ex, I worked with her, and she got me fired because she got tired of me. Why? Because Gonzo G is fucking Gonzo G, and he's gonna Gonzo it up. So, yeah, she didn't like that. But then, she found out that life is not better without Gonzo G. So, yes, because of that, I can't date these white bitches. Well, any bitches, especially if you work with them. Because when things don't work out for you, guess who gets fucked in the ass? Not her. Guess who? You. So don't do it. Take it from Gonzo. Don't be doing that shit. Don't shit where you eat. So, will you listen? I probably won't listen to my own advice because I'm a stupid wetback. Whatever. Let's continue.
Don't do rugs. Like, I'm not going to date someone who does those things because I don't do those things.
Bullshit. You like the dudes that like doing this type of shit. And because you want to fuck them, guess what? You like doing that shit. So don't give me that fucking bullcrap you're fucking spouting. But whatever, let's continue.
Yet they're all outside in their bedazzled fucking head-to-toe outfits. Like, that's not my type, but it's what I'm physically attracted to and who I would hook up with.
You see how fucking stupid women are? They do shit like this, and then you wanna fucking be with these women? No, that's why women don't deserve any rights, because they flip-flop on any fucking decision that they make. Yes, they're fucking get this, then they regret it, then they go over there, and then they go back and forth. So no, friends, women don't deserve any rights. Take them all away from them, and maybe little by little you start giving them back their rights, slowly but surely, until we find the happy middle. But yes, women, you fucked up. Now you're gonna get fucked. Yes, and once you get this fucking thing for a little bit, then we start easing up. But not before. This is the future you fucking made, so enjoy.
Take the hookup out of it? Duds. Dead. Dead. And I'm like, I'm finally understanding this at a grown age, because no one explained this to me younger.
Oh, I'm tired of the bad boy. Now I'm ready to settle down.
What the fuck? Yes, this bitch, after she got fucking ran by all this fucking nigger cock, now she wants you to marry her. Yes, you think you're gonna satisfy this fucking bitch? No. And you're gonna get her. Yes, you're gonna get this old clanker fucking vehicle that's falling apart, and she needs all this fucking maintenance, and now it's your turn to ride this bitch. So, what are you gonna do, guy? Let me guess, you're gonna be a thirsty ass bitch and you're gonna fucking go for it. Well, that's what you want? Enjoy.
Remove sex from the equation and really ask yourself, would I still like that man? And I think the answer is no.
Remember, there is alternatives. There is another way. Yes, friends, remember, they're making fucking sex dolls and sex robots. This is going to be the wave of the future because women fucked up. Yeah, you could be dealing with meatbags, but look at these fucking things. They're fucking awesome. Yes, friends, because if you don't, then you have women doing this shit. Do you want a woman to control you and treat you like a fucking dog? Yes, this is the shit that women do. So yeah, put this in your pipe and smoke it. Let's watch. Hey, that's what you get, you stupid nigger. Yeah, does it remind you back when you were back in the slave days? Back in that plantation? Yeah, go pick some cotton, you fucking nigger. Enjoy.
Hey, that hurt. That hurt. That hurt. You hit me way too. You gotta soften it up.
Shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, what an obedient little nigger. Good boy. Yeah, do you like fucking Mistress Nigress to fucking abuse you? Apparently you do. Yes, you wanna get laid that fucking bad, you fucking thirsty ass fucking nigger? Well, this is the shit you have to do. So enjoy.
Let's go. Let's
go.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Today you're the fucking bitch. She's the captain now. Yeah, this bitch is gonna put on a fucking strap on and fuck you like the bitch that you are, nigger. Yes. You see, fucking niggers don't deserve rights either because they're fucking stupid. But hey, we got them here already, so Yeah, but we're not talking about niggers, even though they're stupid. We're talking about women and their stupidity, so yes. Yeah, like in Ghostbusters, you're not supposed to cross streams, and this is what happens. Enjoy. What the fuck? Yes, you stupid nigger, didn't you know that men are the ones that are supposed to dominate, not be dominated? What the fuck? Is this one of those things that they call female-led relationships or something like that? Where the bitch is the one that's the fucking wearing the pants? Yes, you don't have the women fucking lead you because then this happens to you. Yeah, you want to get laid that fucking bad? Well, guess what? Now you're the fucking bitch. Enjoy. You fucking lower life form, you did it the wrong way, you dumb bitch. Now you're gonna get punished. Enjoy. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Oh no! Yes, you need safety words, you dumb fucktards. Yes, if not, you're gonna get your ass fucking beat, and that's how people get hurt or worse. Death! Yes, friend, when you're gonna be doing this S&M bullshit, remember to have a fucking safety word so like that you don't go too fucking far, but remember, these are fucking niggers, and then you got a woman that's doing the mistress bullshit, so yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Enjoy. Fucking thirsty ass nigger. Yes, you should learn from these people. Don't be fucking thirsty. Yeah, because then you let women do whatever the fuck they want and they fuck shit up. Yes, women don't deserve no fucking rights because all the fucking shit that they do in fucking personal life and in everything, they're just a nuclear explosion. They destroy everything. So no, women, you deserve no fucking rights. You're gonna be sent back to the kitchen, pregnant, fucking barefoot, making sandwiches. Yes, because you fucking made men into fucking weak-ass fucking retards. And we can't have that shit. No, we need to fucking make fucking men great again. But don't worry, because Donald Trump is fucking shit up, and we're going into hyperinflation and into civil war. We get to get rid of all these weak men, and then we put women back into their fucking place. Yes, it's gonna be fucking glorious. Just don't be the fucking weak man. Level up. Just remember, friends, don't be a weak bitch. Just something to think about. And I'll see you the other side. Goodbye, friends.
Is there a problem, people?
No problem at all, Mrs. Kennedy.
We were just discussing ideas of what to do with the new Prince Eric movie.
Put a chick in it, make her gay!
Yes, Miss Kennedy, some of the execs are just expressing that maybe...
Well, that maybe we should go a different route than we did with Indiana Jones.
Fuck Indiana Jones! Put a chick in it and make her name it gay!
And a diverse woman in it, make it gay!
But, Mrs. Kennedy, Bambi's a baby deer!
Fuck baby deer, put a chick in it, make her gay!
Linguine and clam sauce.
Excuse me, I believe I asked you to put a chick in this and make her gay.
Yes, the chef was a little confused what you meant by that.
It means put a chick in the linguine and make her fucking gay! And I want it lame!